Hello everyone, 欢迎收听八点英语 New Idea, New Day, 我是 Zoe。 最近经典的海上钢琴师 The Legend of 1900 重映了，不知道你们去看了没有。 Guess most of you guys are familiar with the story already. A baby boy was found by a co-worker in 1900 on ocean liner. He was named Danny Bootman T.D. Lemon 1900 after the co-worker's name.He later became an accomplished pianist and lived his whole life on the Victorian era ship, never setting foot on land.
上一次看还是我读高中的时候了，以前其实看不太懂为什么1900就是不肯下船，这次重新看有了不一样的感觉。首先音乐让他的内心很富足，当好友 Max 问1900 What the hell do you think about when you are playing?Where does your mind go when you hit the keys? 你弹琴的时候到底在想些什么？1900边弹边说
Last night I was in a beautiful country. Women had perfume in their hair. Everything glowed. It was full of tides.
所以似乎只要通过音乐，他就可以去到任何他想要去的地方。
Max 说 He traveled.And each time, he ended up someplace different. In the heart of London, on a train in the middle of the country, on the edge of a giant volcano, in the biggest church in the world, he traveled.
在伦敦市中心，在巨大的火山边上，在世界最大的教堂里，只要他想去，音乐都可以带他到那儿。他的内心很富足，并不孤独。但他又真的完全不孤独吗？他同时又渴望爱，渴望和别人接触。他曾经偷偷给船外面世界的人打电话，想要聊天，但被当骚扰电话拒绝了。当他看到心动女神的时候，也曾想过下船。听到女神的爸爸跟他形容从岸上听到的大海的声音
The voice of the sea, it is like a shout, screaming and screaming. 1900 also wanted to get off the ship.To hear the voice of the sea and find the one he loves. He once told Max, It's like a big scream, telling you what life is immense. Once you've finally heard it, then you really know what you have to do to go on living. I can't stay here forever. The ocean would never tell me a thing. But if I get off, live on land for a couple of years, then I'll be normal.Just like the others.
他也曾幻想自己只要到陆地世界去生活几年，自己就会变得 normal, 更像正常人一些。所以本质上他觉得自己其实和外面世界里的人不那么一样，有点格格不入。真是像极了有时候很想要融入某个群体，但内心却在抗拒的我们。
Just like when the arrogant Jelly Morton, who claimed to have invented jazz, clambered on the ship to challenge 1900 to a duel. 1900 couldn't understand why land people want to challenge him. Jelly even has a diamond on his tooth to show off how rich he is.
当牙齿上镶着钻石的自称是爵士创始人的 Jelly Morton 找到1900比拼琴术，1900一开始只有一个疑问，为什么要决斗？就像他没有办法理解为什么外面的世界没有尽头。
When Max asked him why he would rather die than get enough, 1900 said, All that city, you just couldn't see an end to it. The end, please. Could you show me where it ends? It wasn't what I saw that stopped me, Max. It was what I didn't see.
阻止他下船的不是眼睛能看到的那些东西，而是那些自己所看不到的。
Take a piano. The keys begin, the keys end. You know there are 88 of them and no one can tell you differently. They are not infinite. You are infinite. And on those 88 keys, the music that you can make is infinite. I like that, that I can live by.
琴键只有88个，但他们能创造出的音乐是无限的，这些琴键完全掌握在1900的手中，让他很有安全感。
But you get me up on that gangway. and roll out a keyboard with millions of keys. And that's the truth. There's no end to them. That keyboard is infinite. But if that keyboard is infinite, there's no music you can play. You are sitting on the wrong bench. That's God's piano.
但外面世界的琴键却有无数个，对1900来说，就像是他自己坐在了别人的琴椅上，他不知道怎么弹没有尽头的琴键。这架琴是属于上帝的。
Did you see the streets? There were thousands of them. How do you choose just one? One woman, one house, one piece of land to call your own, one landscape to look at, one way to die.
他不知道要如何在无数个看不到的尽头、数不清的选择里，找到属于自己的那一个选择。他感到深深的恐惧。其实1900的内心很单纯，就像个小孩。就像前面提到的决斗，1900看到对手如此挑衅，一开始他却哭了。
He simply said, I can't help it. Music makes me cry. So he cried, not because the competitor's arrogance pissed him off, but only because the music touches him.
他最在意的始终都是他的音乐，所以 Max 提到的外面世界能带给他的名望、财富，对他来说根本没有吸引力。他甚至亲手毁了能让自己成名的音乐光盘，只是说
I won't let my music go anywhere without me. He is like a child. He only wants to safeguard his home and his music. He can't even understand why land people always ask why. 1901 said, why? I think land people waste a lot of time wondering why. Winter comes, you wish it was summer.Summer comes, you live in dread of winter. That's why we never tire of travel.
他觉得陆地上的人浪费了太多时间在想为什么。冬天来了，你希望是夏天。夏天来了，你生活在冬天的恐惧中。似乎没有哪个选择能让我们满足。而1900只想守护好他的一小片天地，守护好他自己的音乐。节目全文可以关注微信公众号 Zoe 八点英语，回复海上钢琴师即可。你们看完电影有什么感悟，也记得留言和我分享哦。新的一天又开始了，加油！